letting the body relax into comfortable posture, whatever that posture may be for you today. Allowing ourselves to just briefly scan through the body and just see if there are any areas where we might be holding. So we might notice at the eyes, and perhaps there's a chance to release a bit here as we bring attention into the eyes, softening there and letting the eyeballs be still and downwards. Noticing the jaw, releasing there too, as you are able. Nothing to force. So a little parting of the lips or a little upturn at the eyes and at the corners of the mouth into a soft, welcoming smile really helps us soften the whole face. And checking the neck and shoulders and rolling them back a few times as need be. Bringing good measures of kindness into any areas of tension you may find. And softening down the length of the spine as you are able. Perhaps noticing some tension somewhere in the back and breathing in and out of it. Trying on allowing it to be here just as it is, a spirit of allowing, and seeing what happens with that spirit of allowing, not having to have any contraction go away. But rather to appreciate whatever contractions and tightnesses in the body we find as conditioned arisings. Contractions, tightness that has arisen out of a multitude of conditions and is moving and changing and passing through. Opening too at the chest, feeling whatever is happening here. Opening, possibly softening. Taking it on that whatever is showing up in the body is just how it is. That it's actually not a problem. And it's having its life and passing through. Noticing to the belly. Place that's very common for tension to be held. So abiding with whatever you may find here. Noticing if possibly deepening or lightening up on the breath. may help this area to soften and open. And coming into the pelvis, and we can have lots of hidden tension in the pelvis, in the genitals, in the buttocks. So simply noticing and possibly releasing. And then feeling down through the legs, down to the feet. Noticing whatever is here as it is. Possibly breathing in and out of the lower extremities. And just seeing if there's a little releasing that can then happen. Or maybe not. And so a brief scan through the body, aware of sitting here or whatever your posture may be at home. Aware of the sounds coming and going. Letting the attention lightly rest on the breathing. Resting on the breathing, wherever it works for you, it's easy, it's easeful for you. Letting the breath be the resting place for the attention. And as the mind wanders and tries to seek out more entertainment, perhaps, with thoughts and feelings and other body sensations. And we just notice it. Ah, yes. No big deal. No problem. And gently let it all be. And resting the attention over and over and over again in the breathing. As best we can, keeping our intentions to be aware, to open to what is happening, with some curiosity and attitudes of kindliness. periodically checking on the attitude. How is the attitude? Is it open, receptive? Has the attitude slipped into habitual judging and criticizing? These are just thoughts. The thoughts, too, are conditioned arisings, just as are all the various body sensations. Can we just let them pass through and not glom onto them? Let them be. Reassert our intentions and attitudes for curiosity and kindliness. And rest again in breathing. And aware of breathing. Deepening our attention on the breathing by noticing how the breath is changing moment to moment. Now the mind tends to think, no big deal, it's just the breath, this breath, that breath, breathe all the time, no big deal. The mind thinks these things until we have a cold, pneumonia, we're underwater, some challenge to the breath, and oh, very important, this breath. So knowing it's the very breath of life that sustains us. Resting within it with a keen interest, just as we would if we were watching the breathing of a newborn baby, or a dear pet, or someone who was ill, and we watch their breathing. Breathing in and knowing we're breathing in. Breathing out and knowing we're breathing out. Noticing how the breath keeps changing. A long breath, a short breath, wide, narrow. Sometimes the pause in between is quite long, sometimes it's very quick. resting in the breathing, the ever-changing breath, and letting all the other experiences rise and pass away around the breathing. We needn't push away any of these other experiences. Just let them move through. So it's like we have a really gentle anchor in a lovely sandy bed in the ocean, in the sea. And all these other experiences are like little ripples and waves at the surface of the sea, the thoughts and the sounds, the other body sensations, the emotions, the little ripples, and they just come and go as we rest in our anchor in the breathing. Resting in the breath and noticing the changing sensations of the breathing. Long or short, wide, narrow. If there's a bigger wave of thought or sound or emotion or other sensation, it can be helpful to make a mental note. Name it, hearing, thinking, planning, worrying, ruminating, daydreaming, whatever it may be. Feel the energy of that experience as it sits in the body, as the breath responds to it. And gently let it be and reside again in the breathing. So we can notice breathing in and breathing out, the direct sensations of that. We can deepen our attention on the breathing by noticing qualities to the breathing. And a third way we can work is to notice the whole of the breath. You can notice the breath as it comes in through the nostrils or mouth and follow its course, the neck, the chest, down to the belly, and back again. So feeling the whole of the breath, but letting it be restful. There is no efforting needed. Curious, kind awareness, peaceful. we can notice that when we really, really deepen our attention on the breathing, really allow ourselves to rest on the breathing, letting go of all the other stuff that comes up without pushing it away, that there is a chance for some calm and some concentration to simply happen. There is a chance, so this is a practice. So if that hasn't happened for you, simply to know that, and use it as encouragement to keep practicing. And if you have experienced that during today's practice, to really enjoy those experiences of calm and concentration in our last few moments.